This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 6th, God's word for you today is Fathers. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 27, verse 1 to 2 and 4. And it says, one day, a petition was presented by the daughters of Zelophehad. These women stood before Moses, Eleazar, the priest, the tribal leaders, and the entire community at the entrance of the tabernacle. Give us property along with the rest of our relatives. Some people do not want to have anything to do with church today because they say Christianity is the tool of the West to colonize Africa. I agree that some parts of the West used Christianity as a tool of colonization. Anyone that disagrees with that does not understand history. However, Christianity is not a tool of colonization by itself. Christianity actually did not come from the West. Christianity came from a man called Jesus. He was a carpenter from the Middle East. He was a Semite. So Christianity actually came from the East. The first wave of Africa's contact with Christianity came directly from the East through the Ethiopian Enoch. Acts chapter 8, please read. But that got lost somewhere. The second one or third wave was from the West. The more we realize and understand that the root of Christianity is from the East and understand the thinking of Jehovah, the God of Israel, the more we are able to see the falsity and the errors that were handed down to us by the West. For us to take our mountains, Caleb has taught us that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. 2. Your attitude truly determines your altitude. 3. Make bold claims. 4. You cannot become a general without first serving as a scout. 5. We are better together. And number 6. Fathers, secure the future of your daughters. We know that most of the things we see in the scriptures have to do with sons and we can apply it to daughters, or has to do with men and we can also apply it to women. But this one has to do with women and you can apply it to men or sons. In other words, fathers, secure the future of your sons, or mothers, secure the future of your daughters or sons. But the core of this lesson is fathers, secure the future of your daughters, like Zelophehad did. Joshua chapter 15 verse 17 says, Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother, Kenaz, was the one who conquered it. So Aksa became Othniel's wife. Caleb did not want a spineless man to marry his daughter. What better way of finding a faith-filled, loyal, committed man that also desires your daughter than what Caleb did? A man who does not desire a woman will not do what Othniel did. The challenge was to go and face giants. Some men will say, it has not gotten to that yet. It is not that bad. There are other nice young girls in the tribe. Caleb wanted a man that will risk everything for his daughter, as only such a man was deserving of his daughter. Fathers, only such men are deserving of your daughters. Let us pray. Father, you are the Father of fathers. I ask that you strengthen my heart and hands to secure the future of my children spiritually and physically, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.